From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The change of government has brought with it a commitment to change the delivery methods of the national broadband network. The Minister for Communications, Mr. Turnbull, is a vocal advocate for using fibre-to-the-node technology. The brain cells hadn't acknowledged that the bandwidth requirements via copper wires raise the whole spectre of electromagnetic compatibility. This week, the Southgate Amateur Radio Internet News carried a posting concerning the ITU's consideration of a new standard for fibre-to-the-node. The estimated bandwidth is 424 megahertz. Apparently there is no notching guaranteed for any radio or wireless services. Here, we are returning to the internet over power line debacle, which consumed so much effort only a few years ago. Please read the posting on Southgate's webpage under GFAST, or follow the link in the text edition of this news. To properly explain the situation, read the two links contained in the post. Once again, until common sense and practical engineering prevails, aeronautical, land mobile, as well as amateur signals are faced with unremitting sources of interference from the hungry maw of the internet delivery beast. It is important that amateurs use their influence in controlling the roar of QRM, which could destroy their hobby and disrupt all manner of messaging using radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.